it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I don't know if we're going to be
Jordan Shrug
to fit your hand in this studio or finish the rest of this show.
Please.
The breaking news was Russell Westbrook, thank God, going to Sacramento, but that's second to this. You want to read it?
No.
So you talked about the media game where they got crushed, the Boston Celtic media against the coaching staff led by Mazzulla. So Chris Broussard, who we've had on the show, and you know, now how far you guys go back?
Oh, God.
College?
No, 95.
Okay. So he tweets this out, okay, and it was brought to our attention. What the heck has happened to the NBA media? Back in the day, myself, Stephen A., Mike Wise, Jerry Bambry, Matt Steinmetz, a.k.a. the media Larry Bird, Sean Powell, and Rick Bucher are taking out Mazzulla and company. And I got to tell you, that bothers me that he puts you with Larry Bird. But damn, you got it. Your chin, look at the Jordan Shrug. Oh, my God.
It's a long time ago.
I guess
ago.
You could play a little bit.
I could play a lot of bit.
Damn, Steiny. Look at it, dude. Here's Evan. This just come in for me.
Yeah, you look like you just want to take
There's
the rest
no
of the day off.
Doubt. Like he scored 40.
I'll get back to work.
You need a cigarette?
We got to get Broussard on. Maybe he's thinking of somebody else.
Bring Broussard on for a segment about me.
The media Larry Bird. Oh, Stephen A.
I never played with Stephen A. Those other guys I did. Mike Wise was a good player. Worked for the New York Times.
How about Broussard? Could he play?
Yeah, Broussard played D3.
Huh?
He played at
Oberlin.
Yeah, Oberlin in Ohio. He's a good player.
How about Bucher?
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
Don't be disrespectful.
Rick, we love Bucher, you, baby.
No, say Bucher again.
Could Bucher play?
He was in great shape. He was really in great shape, Bucher. And he could run the floor.
That's
well.
Like when the girl says, you think Daryl's cute? He's got a good personality.
Jerry Bambry used to work for the Baltimore Sun. He was good, too. Good player.
He called you the media Larry Bird. That's what bothered. I'm jealous. My boys are texting me, you ain't no Eddie Jones, Reg V and company getting likes. You ain't no Eddie Jones. Anyway.
All right. That was a glory days. This single of a young man's glory day. Let's get back to the Dubs.
Yeah, sure.
Dubs might have trouble beating that Mazzulla staff. I'm just kidding. Apparently, I said, I could see the Warriors things, going okay and being 4 or 5 seed. I guess that's not high enough for a lot of people.
Now, I don't see it that way. We just had the one or two callers. He kind of was down on everything that's going on and called last year's half season with Jimmy fool's gold. But I can't wait, Steiny. They play the right way. They got the right coach. They obviously got the right leaders with Draymond and Steph. And you talk about compare, contrast, and styles and why Draymond and Steph, even though I get mad at Steph sometimes for not criticizing Draymond for the stuff he does off the court, neither here nor there. It's why they work so well. What's not to like? And if you're saying it's the big three to you when it comes down to Kuminga, Pods, and Moody, I'm confident in Moody and Pods. Just do what you did last year. But if Kuminga could go up a bar or two, then what are we talking about, man? Just a thought.
The problem with Jonathan Kuminga is it's hard for me. I don't know what the next step looks like for him right now. I don't know what that looks like.
So when I say he could be a candidate, just forget what you think he wants for sixth man of the year on this team. It is just lights just flashing. Jonathan, you're going to get the minutes.
Well,
what I mean?
I'm not,
if you
like,
master
I'm,
this
I'm not
role,
assuming that.
Oh, no doubt. It's a big ask, but what if that happened?
Well, it hasn't happened yet that Kuminga's ever gotten consistent minutes. The same coach is still there. The two future Hall of Famers are still playing forward for you. So, that's the thing. I don't know what the next step for Kuminga is. Yeah, to me, it would be 25 to 30 minutes a game, man. And he gets you 17 off the bench. But
for 25 minutes, his minutes fluctuate.
His minutes fluctuate so much on this team. Mm. And again, if they don't fluctuate and he has a consistent role, then maybe he can figure it out. But like I all bets are off with Steve Kerr. Let me just put it this way.
Okay.
I do not assume that Jonathan Kuminga is going to get consistent minutes.
Wow, Stani, that's a...
I mean, he may. Yeah. He absolutely may. But I haven't seen it yet in 4 years. Yeah. All right, let's go out and let's get to Austin in San Jose. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, good conversation. Yeah, man. Guru, did you forget Wiggins and the fact that they won a championship with him? I think Stani said that, but I know you guys love Jimmy, and I told you before, I think you guys know, I'm not a huge Jimmy fan, and I won't get into why, but I think we got to see Jimmy play out a little bit more before I'm buying into the total Jimmy experience. But let's not forget, Wiggins good that year, he was a catalyst for us winning that championship. Okay. I know everybody, Steph was great, but you cannot ignore the contribution of Wiggins, especially defensively.
Yeah,
he was unbelievable. So I think we got to pause a little bit, and then Guru, you seem so certain that Wiggins, that Jimmy's better than Wiggins. I got to see it with this team. He might be better overall player, but I haven't seen him be better with this team yet. I haven't seen enough. I've seen 30 games. So let's see him play another half a season uninjured. And then the other thing we got to stop doing is we got to stop saying the Warriors would have won last year, Steph. I hate that because that basically discounts what other teams accomplish. And I think we have to give credit to OKC, man. They're a really good team. They're going to be good this year. They're young. So we got to stop saying, Steph, if you stayed healthy. I don't know if we should keep saying. Let's give credit to the team that won. Injuries are part of the game, too, I think, as Stani said before. And so if you get injured, that's on you if you get injured. And the last thing I wanted to say was, let's hope that Kerr allows a little creativity this year, because the big three or four that you guys keep talking about, somebody's not going to make it through the season. Mm. I hate to say it, or certainly won't play the entire season. So the question for me, kind of going back to what Stani was just saying, is can Kerr be creative enough to allow someone else to enter that starting lineup and become really good? And I think that's what we got to see, depending on old guys to think you're going to win a championship from start to finish. Someone in the young group is going to have to emerge. And I think it has to be someone who Kerr allows to play a little differently and be that X factor for the team to really go to the next level. That's kind of my thoughts.
You know who I think that guy is, Austin, the more I think about it? DeAnthony Melton.
Okay. You mean Melton, the guy's coming in that can't stay healthy?
Yes. Yeah, that's the guy.
Come on. I'd like it to be a young guy. I want it to be one of the young guns, man. That's what I want.
All right.
And you know who I want it to be. Yeah.
I got you, Austin.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'll tell Austin this, because all he can go on is what he's hearing out of my mouth, my words. But, Stani, never in a million years have I said Kuminga's as good or as polished as Wiggins. That's a dream. For Kuminga to get there, and he's got all the tools, you know, years down the road to get there. My point is, when you said that name, Melton, I'm sitting here in my world, and I know it's highly unlikely, man, in my world, that dude's Kuminga.
Who?
The guy that you did Austin mentioned, coach has got to get creative, and one of these young guys has to kind of do that, and he was saying, well, you mentioned Melton. In my world, it's Kuminga.
Okay, but how right do you now, get creative with Kuminga? Hey, go to the wing and go to work. Oh, go. Go ahead, Jonathan Cook.
Stani, I hated you early, and I wasn't mad at you because you weren't trying to be facetious, but you see, Kuminga was trying hard. Like, he's tried hard before. Like,
let me say it the way I said it. You got to give it to Kuminga. He's trying to do the right things.
Oh,
he's
now that's different. The
he's
right
trying. Like, he's trying. He's trying.
But the right things hit different than trying. I thought you just said trying with effort. He's making a conscious effort to make the right play.
He tries. He's tried before, but I'm noticing he's trying to finally do the things that Yeah. Kerr's been asking of him for years.
And time could be running out.
So maybe something clicked. Yeah. Who knows? Let's go to Priest.
Oh, man.
Priest is in Palo Alto.
Let's hear him.
Let him cook. He's like Kuminga.
Hey, fellas.
What's
thanks
up?
For taking my call. But y'all, give me a chance to cook a little bit. This has been my entire frustration with the head coach. It's because he didn't look at this, see this coming 2 or 3 years ago, that those kids needed room to develop. No one is saying that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be this. He's going to be. We don't know. That's been my frustration. The kid wasn't allowed to develop. So everybody saying he can't do this, he cannot do that, he can't do that, he doesn't do that. Well, my response to that is, you think he might be a little undeveloped? That's the problem. So when you look at these young players, and you see they're not, there's still question marks in all of them, whose fault is that? So it's like, it drives me nuts when I hear all these fans talk about, yeah, but he has this, they need this, and he doesn't do that. I'm like, there's a reason for that. So now you got a older player who's been great his entire career, who had to develop early in his career. Now he's great, and now he's diminished, okay? You got to look at that and see why he can't hand the ball to somebody and say, I need you to, for the next 5 minutes to do your thing. He can't do that because those guys are underdeveloped. You look at LeBron James. He was smart enough to let Anthony Davis win him a championship. You got other players, that older players, they were smart enough to say, let me back up a little bit. Give this ball to this young fella, like Shaq did with James, with the kid in Miami. They understood that. But for some reason, he still is talking about, well, the son, Steph Curry is the son and everything. This dude don't get it, man. He does not get it. And that's the problem. That's why I always said he was going to turn this into a boneyard. And it's sad.
Thanks, Priest.
Wow.
That was one of his all-timers.
Yeah.
The Boneyard.
Ah, man. But like I said, Stoney, and this not about Kuminga or the other guys. I think the other guys, Moody and Pods, were afforded more opportunity than JK. But what it sounded like to Priest is he was saying these are the chickens coming home to roost in regard to, you could blame it on Jonathan, but it's a village. It takes a village. And that's why we've had many discussions about, you know, is he underdeveloped? If we say that, Stoney, it's not just his fault.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Damn.
The other thing is, like, if the Warriors could have stumbled upon, or, you know, you got an Anthony Davis, then we wouldn't really be talking about this. They haven't been able to, you know, get a guy like that in here since, you know, Durant came. But, I don't know. I was gonna say, Kuminga, you're not gonna like to hear this.
Oh, give it to me.
See, I don't care about him and his growth and what he's worked on and how many points he scored.
He must
figure out how to impact winning more. Like, and this is okay. So, did he or did he not cook in the Minnesota series?
Steiny,
why?
Yes, he cooked.
Why did he cook?
He didn't have to defer.
Right, Curry wasn't there.
Yeah.
So if Curry and Butler there, he can't do that. Would you agree with that? He scored 30
yeah.
a game.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just letting you get
all
to
I'm
your
saying
point.
Is, and I'm not blaming him
yeah.
for losing for the Warriors losing the series to Minnesota, but he scored. Yes, he did. I don't think he impacted winning in that series.
Yeah, but either did Potts or Moody.
Because we all know, but he can only impact a, or he could only impact a game through 4 years with his scoring.
Right, right.
And maybe this year he can start doing other things to make him more impactful toward winning. And that's the thing. Look, I'm not crazy about Pods. I thought he stunk last night, by the way.
But the night before, he had 23-24.
Right, but Pods in his short career has impacted games without scoring. Now, he can score on occasion, and that's great, but there are some things that he does, even as irregular as they might be, probably more than other guys on the team. That's the way I look at Kuminga.
Yeah, and I was looking at, just real quick, Johnny, I was looking at him last night, Kuminga, that is, and I know the game is not just played in transition, but that's when he's obviously at his best, but I was just mouth open like, man, they're going to try to give it a go. Like you said, he's got to help winning or impact winning different ways. We haven't seen it. Hopefully, you feel like you're on the ninth life right now with him. But I was just watching the ease that he played in transition, Stoney, and I was like, oh, boy, a lot of people would like to have this. And again, I'm hoping that whatever that is that you say he needs to do or improve to impact it, that he can do it to where he's on this team past January.
Well, if a lot of people wanted it, they could have gone and gotten it this offseason if they wanted it that bad.
I was going to see if you would bring that up.
Let's go to Sean, who should be at work.
Oh,
what's going on, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I should be at work, but I'd rather just be talking to y'all.
Yeah, nice. Be careful, baby.
What we got with the Warriors? Hey, you know, normally I'd be rapping, but I'm not going to do that this time. But what I'm going to say is the Warriors don't have is key players besides Steph Curry, and then we just have a bunch of guys, you know, like we need somebody to break the mold, you know what I mean? So somebody that actually does something. We have like Pods that wants to be that, but he's not that. We have Kuminga that wants to be that, but he's not that. You know, it's, I think what they need to understand, these young players, is that in order to be a champion and to be a successful team, you have to do the little things. And yeah, scoring is one of those things. But it's everything at the right time, you know? And once we get that going, then we will be successful.
Appreciate the call.
He said at the
get
right
a job.
Time. No, he had one. Now, usually he breaks off a freestyle.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
Boss hears that. It's big trouble. Big, big trouble. You want to hear something? Get Evan ready here. You want to hear just a couple good Warrior quotes. By the way, Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media in about 5 or 10 minutes, and we will transition probably into football because we got to find out about who's playing and who's not playing. So Shanahan, we'll get to his media availability and all the important stuff he said. Right now we're talking about the Golden State Warriors and the expectations for this season. What are they?
Avoid the play-in. Playoffs, and I'm assuming offs. But you said you were about to read some quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah, buddy.
The Draymond ones.
Okay.
Do you want to do them?
So you want me to play them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so
I'll set them up.
You said read.
Oh, my bad. So, go ahead and set them up.
Which one do you want?
Let's do the one where I loved it. The 20 points a game.
I haven't heard it.
Okay, so this is from a recent podcast that he's begun to host with Jordan Schultz, and it doesn't really have to do much with, it's supposed to be about football. So the first guest was Rashad White, oddly enough, who just played against the 49ers on the Bucks, and Schultz got into a conversation with Draymond about, could he be a high scorer on a bad team? And here's the full conversation.
In the NBA, on a lottery team, could you average 20?
Could I average 20 on a lottery team? I have no interest in doing it. That's like, you want me to go play bad basketball?
Exactly right. I want you to play selfish.
How about this? I once averaged 15 on a great team.
Yes. Okay.
So,
but right now, could you average 20 on a lottery team.
I don't know if I have that that mindset anymore. Like,
that's true.
A mindset that you have to have, and I left that mindset so long ago that I'm not sure that I could even like tap back into that mindset. Yeah. You're talking to a guy who, like, the reason I got to the NBA is because I could score.
Right.
And like to then come in the league and be doing that and then have to kind of switch the whole thing up, it's hard to just go back to that.
I love Draymond.
14.
Man. Dude, but that was a flex.
Average 14.
Which is better than 20 on a dump truck team, but damn, that was a great comeback. But
I don't think he sounded like you talking.
He don't even yearn for it, you know? And maybe you're right. Physically, you mean.
I mean, when I hear that, that's when I'm like, I love Draymond.
But I got to say this, Donnie, and I'm asking you and Evan and the listeners. I keep watching those old Warrior games, and I'll never stop. But 2016 Draymond offensively, where did that guy go?
Well, he had 4 years where he averaged double figures. That was one of them.
Dude, I'm telling you, Stoney, man. When he first came in for David Lee, that Draymond Green,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, man, he just moved different. I know he was younger,
yeah. So he hasn't lost anything,
the fluidity in which he moves is different now. It's more of a labor.
Right, he doesn't score. He can't score.
Stein, he was taking dudes off the dribble then in their first year winning the championship.
Yeah, he went from a competent offensive player to a weak link offensively. Yeah,
but my question is, takes why?
Because he's 37 now or 35.
So it's all just age?
But he doesn't, like, he didn't need to average 14 once Durant came.
Yeah, well, maybe that, you know what? Maybe that ended it, you know, quicker than it. But I'm watching Dre. I tell him, like, damn, look at Dre. But he has no, that's a guy knows where he's at in his career, Stoney. Care about no 20.
I think he knew that's where he was at 8 years ago when he started averaging 7.4, like in 18-19. He only averaged 7 points a game that year. But he didn't need to score because they had Durant, they had Clay, they had Steph. Was Iguodala still lingering at that point? I can't remember.
NBA Finals MVP.
I got you. No doubt. No doubt. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors' expectations. Let me see what my read is here at 12:42. I'll squeeze AJ in LA in because we may go to football on the other side. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? You guys missed a few points. Not only can Draymond not do pretty much anything offensively, but he's lost a large step defensively. He has no on-ball defense at all. He can only guard on the post, help side a little bit.
Go ahead,
dude. Even really that happy.
Say defensive player of the year.
Recover the corners.
No, I hear you.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Promoted himself to that, but he's not even athletic enough to recover on those wide open corner three pointers he give up every single game, 5 to 7 maybe. But I want to get back to you, Steiny, on this JK can't do anything but score.
Damn.
You know, I want to let you know in that Timberwolves series, JK's objective was to get a bucket, and I tell you what. If he didn't get out there and do what he needed to do to put up 25, 30 a night, the Warriors are going to get blown off the floor by 30 a night. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So in order for you to even compete, guys need to be superstars in their roles in the moment. And Jonathan Kuminga, he's the only guy outside of Steph Curry who can get his own shot at every level of the basketball floor.
All right, AJ, I know you're going to – I know.
I'll, like, keep going.
I know you wanted to pour it on, but it's 12:42.
Dude, I got you.
I'm not saying the guy's useless.
I know.
But all right. We'll come back and jump into some football, find out how the Niners are healing up. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steining Guru by searching 957. While you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.